We need to talk about Sodom and Gomorrah. America is Sodom and Gomorrah too. You're living in a nation that's on borrowed time because the wrath of God is coming. What did God destroy Sodom? How did God destroy Sodom? Why did he destroy Sodom? Everybody knows about the sexual perversion of Sodom, but guess what? That's not its only issue. Sodom was full of pride, bread, plenty, and idleness. Add to it sexual perversion, that's America. America is Sodom and Gomorrah too. And if God doesn't judge America, if he doesn't judge America, he's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. Because America's a wicked, corrupt nation founded on killing and war. No true follower of Jesus Christ would have went and started killing for a 3% tax in the American Revolution. America's never been a Christian nation. It's always been a false, pagan, pseudo-Masonic, New Age, occult Christian nation. But Jesus said, truth will set you free. You need to know the truth, neighbors. You need to know that walking like the culture is the wrath of God coming for you. Let's talk about the days of Noah. Jesus said it will be like it was in the days of Noah in the last days. Eating, drinking, marrying, then sudden destruction is going to come upon you. Why did God destroy the earth in Noah's day? Violence. What is violence? Violence is injustice. Violence, as you know it, wickedness of man. Out of the millions on the earth, God spared 8 people. In Sodom and Gomorrah, out of tens of thousands, he spared 3 people. Out of Israel, 600,000 people, God spared 2 men. How many do you think God's going to spare out of America? Jesus told us how many. A puny number of you are going to find eternal life, neighbor. You're living your life your own way. You're living for the flesh. You're living for entertainment. You're living for the next latest, greatest thing. Trinkets, food, fun, football, fashion. Turn. Forsake your life. Forsake your sin, Americans. This is a serious thing. Today you can walk by and ignore the proclamation of God's word and God's truth, but on Judgment Day you will not be able to ignore it. Repent, sir, come out of the world. I'm really tired of these Christians telling me, amen, brother. They call me brother as I preach the gospel. Why are they here if they're my brother? Why aren't they preaching the gospel? Why are they carrying corn dogs instead of preaching the gospel? Why are they carrying all their wife's trinkets instead of preaching the gospel? Don't call me brother unless you've lost your life to follow Jesus Christ. My brothers have lost their life. One of them's preaching at the other end of this festival. They've lost their life to follow Jesus Christ in spirit and truth. Have you lost your life, neighbors? Have you walked in spirit and truth? Are you seeking the kingdom of God with all that you are? Let's go back towards the brother. Then we'll find him. Calling Americans to repentance. Don't lose your soul feeding the flesh. Don't listen to pastors and priests. They're lying to you. I just rebuked 2 priests walking down the sidewalk. They can't open the word of God. They can't preach the biblical gospel because they don't know it. People tell me, oh, God loves everybody. That absolutely is not true. God sent Christ. But if you're outside of Jesus Christ and you haven't been born again, repenting and following him, you don't have eternal life coming. You have judgment coming. You can't just trample the blood of Jesus and live any way you want in the culture and in your church systems. Living in your life, oh, I'll throw God a scrap on Sunday. See, Lord, you're pleased with my hour on Sunday. Israel tried to do that. They tried to please God with their religious ways and they lived in sin. And he destroyed them. Yeah, America's going to be destroyed. The culture and the churches are going to be destroyed. Wrath and judgment is coming. And the fact that we travel and preach the gospel all over and Americans don't fear God, Americans don't care about the word of God, Americans are deaf in their ears. They have not ears to hear, eyes to see. We're walking through Sodom and Gomorrah today to warn you. The judgment of God is coming. Jesus is coming in flaming fire. He's coming as the fiery lion of Judah. And he's going to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. What are you living for, neighbor? Who are you obeying? Are you living for your flesh? Test yourself. You're walking in the kingdom of Satan. Are you willingly walking in the kingdom of Satan, serving him? Or are you willing to lose your life to follow Christ, lose everything about your life, your pride, your vanity, your ways, your flesh, your interests, your hobbies?
15 years ago.
The Bible talks about being a servant of Jesus Christ. Guess what? A servant loses all of his desire for his master's desires. A servant trades his wishes for the master's wishes. A servant serves his master and does his bidding. Americans claim they know Jesus in their church systems, but they serve themselves and they serve Satan in the culture. Through false religion like Roman Catholicism, through evangelicalism, through every false way of man you can imagine, Satan's designed a flavor to deceive everyone. Satan is the master deceiver. Satan has you think you're fine when you're headed for wrath. Satan has you think you're serving God as you're serving your flesh. Satan is an angel of light, the Bible says. He comes as a deceiver. In the political system, in entertainment, in sports, wicked, corrupt men like Deion Sanders claiming he's of God. He is a worker of Satan, telling young men to live in pride and rowdiness and puffed up ways. Oh, in the end zone, praying to Jesus. This is a false God. Any man who claims to be a Christian and part of football, the NFL, the world, Christian music industry, none of it is of a holy God. It's deception at its greatest level. And how do you know this? Well, the Spirit of God will tell you the truth as you read the Word of God. If you desire to be born of God, but if you have no desire to lose your life, you're going to lose your soul. Hey, let's say that again. If you have no desire to lose your life for Jesus, you're going to lose your soul. If you haven't lost your entire life, your soul is in peril of judgment. You're walking in Satan's kingdom. You are a child of Satan. We don't want you to be a child of Satan. We want you to be a child of the Most High. And you can get there through faith and repentance. You can seek Christ by his death, burial, and resurrection. But you must keep the great command. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. How do you love God? You obey God. 1 John 5:3. This is the love of God, that you keep his commandments. God won't be mocked. Sister. It's an age-old principle of reaping and sowing. You plant corn, you get corn. You plant carrots, you get carrots. If you plant to the flesh and worldliness, you're going to get flesh, worldliness, and the judgment of God. But if you plant to the Spirit and truth, you can get righteousness, holiness, goodness, eternal life. Hey, you can find eternal life because of what Christ did, but it's not just believe and I get to go. You must be stamped and sealed by the Holy Spirit of God. The book of Ephesians says that it's the earnest of what is yet to come. Salvation is not guaranteed. You don't just believe to find eternal life. Salvation is a process. Salvation is an endurance too. Matthew 10, Jesus said, endure to the end and you will be saved. Are you enduring in sound doctrine? Have you laid down your life? Do you study the scriptures? Americans know sports scores, politics, music, their 401k numbers. They know all this stuff more than they know the Word of God. How's that going to help you enter the kingdom, Americans? You're not going to enter the kingdom of God that way. Bible talks about a time of great tribulation that's coming. If you think these storms are coming, it's nothing. If you thought COVID was something, it's nothing. There's great storms of tribulation that are coming across the world and America. Satan is going to rise up. His system is being built. The Antichrist will rise. He could be alive on earth today. And Americans are more interested in football, politics, fairs, frivolity, food, trinkets, than they are the eternal Word of God. Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God. So if you open the Holy Scriptures, neighbor, and look up the word truth, you're going to find truth is all over the New Testament. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Jesus is the way and the truth. John 17 says we're sanctified by the truth. The word is the truth. Jesus said in John 4:24, you must worship in spirit and truth. This is the problem with the American culture. The church systems have convinced, and Satan's system, that's the church systems, has convinced you that you can live a lie and not be in truth and follow error and false ways and still claim a holy God. You cannot follow the culture. You cannot follow your own flesh. You cannot follow the false church systems and claim truth in Jesus Christ. The two are opposed. And go read all the parables. The parables tell about people that did nothing and were inactive when it came to the truth of God, and they were judged by God for their inactivity. Go look at the parable of the talents. Go look at many parables that leave you on the outside of the truth of God because of your inactivity. That's because in the book of John, the Bible teaches us, in the book of James, it teaches us that faith without works is dead. And James 2 says you're not justified by faith alone. Your works justify your faith. Ponder that, American neighbor. You are not justified by faith alone. Faith alone, grace alone. The evangelical, false gospel, non-denominational in America. You're not saved by faith alone, grace alone. This is a lie from Satan. You're saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, repentance to it. And if you're born of Him, you walk in holiness and obedience by the Spirit of truth. Living a life that's pleasing to God. The Bible says it pleases Him when His children walk in truth. Don't you want to please God, neighbor? Don't you want to please this glorious Savior that made a way for you? Don't you want to serve Him with acts of righteousness, not worldliness? Your worldliness will not gain the kingdom of God. It's fruit that you live in sin and don't know Him. Christ is coming in flaming fire to judge. What side of that judgment will you be on? If you live like the world, you're going to be put outside of the kingdom of God. If you live like the American church system, you'll be put outside the kingdom of God. If you love this life, the Bible says you cannot have eternal life. Jesus said you must lose this life to find it, Matthew 10. Every fiber of your being lost. Every aspect of your life lost. Every portion of your being that loves this culture lost for the kingdom of God. But look at people. They don't love the kingdom of God. They don't love the truth of God. They love a false Jesus and they give scraps to Him on Sunday or whenever day they gather. But the power of God has not transformed their life. If your life hasn't been transformed and you're not fleeing this culture, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Death and judgment are coming for you, neighbor. It's truthful to tell you this. You're on the broad road to destruction. Christ is coming. He's going to burn up everything that's not made of Him. The Packers are going to burn up. Your politics are going to burn up. Your pride and vanity is going to burn up. Your hunting and fishing passions are going to burn up. Your Netflix and entertainment is going to burn up. The only thing that will remain is that which is wrought in Christ by His Word. Are you seeking Him? In His ways. See, God is the ruler of the universe. The earth is His footstool. He's giving you every breath. He's giving you every heartbeat. He's giving you a chance of salvation, but you must repent. You must lay down your life and seek after Him. Transformed by the power of God. Loving the Word of God. If you love this life, you have wrath written all over you. If you love your flesh, The wrath of God is coming. Christ's blood cleanses no one who loves this life and holds to it. Pastors and priests are lying to you, telling you you can believe a gospel that doesn't call you out of the world, that you can believe a gospel that lets you live like everyone around you in the culture. This is a false Jesus. Israel was always called out separate. God's prophets were always called out separate. God's disciples were always called out separate. Everything about God's people was always called out separate. So if you're like the world, you're not God's people by his own definition. Jesus said in John 8, if you can't hear the truth of God, if the reason is you have not ears to hear, eyes to see, Satan is your father. Go read John 8. You're a child of Satan if you don't hear the word of God. If you don't love the word of God and obey the word of God, you're not born of God. You're born of the enemy, Satan. There's only two destinations, neighbor. Heaven, hell. There's only two truths. Well, there's only one truth, God, and then there's Satan that lies and twists the truth. He was a liar from the beginning. No truth in him. Jesus said he's the father of lies, and if you follow this culture, you're following the father of lies. But God is so glorious, he's so holy, there's no lies in him, only truth. There's no sin in him, only righteousness. There's no darkness in him, only light. But look at your life. Is it full of darkness? Is it full of sin? Is it full of worldliness? That is sin. Is it full of unrighteousness? Do you look past the word of God and the people of God for food, fun, and frivolity? Jesus said in John 13, this will be the sign that to the world that you're my people, your love for each other. He said in the last days, the love will wax cold. We see that all over the country as we travel and preach. Americans don't love, so-called Christians don't know what godly love is because they don't even love God. You don't love God just for your own ways. You don't love God just to spare yourself from heaven, or excuse me, from hell to make it to heaven. You love God because of what he's done, and your heart and soul has been transformed. Your mind has been transformed. Loving God just to get to heaven is like loving a man or a woman because they got money. You're a phony, you're a hypocrite, you're a liar, you will be exposed. And the fruit of people that love God is easily seen. They've lost their life. You got to repent and come out of the world, ma'am. You can't be of the world. You can't say amen to Jesus and live like the world. You're going to be judged and sent away. We see that a lot. People walking by saying amen, calling me brother. People walking by saying good job. As they live like the world, they feed their flesh. They don't preach the gospel. They don't obey God. How can you be my brother if you don't obey God and kill your flesh and come out of the world? God won't be mocked. You can't fool me. You think you're going to fool God? You're not my brother if you're here living in your flesh and entertainment. You're not my brother. You may be a brother of the false evangelical church system, but you're not a holy, set-apart brother for the kingdom of God. You're not a brother whose heart and mind have been transformed. You're not a brother who loves the word of God so much he lives for the word of God. He's lost his family career, his interests, his hobbies. He's made Christ his entire portion. And he's living for the kingdom of God in spirit and truth every day. Not just on some religious holidays. Not just on Sunday that God never ordained. If you're a Sunday Christian, you're headed for the wrath of God. If you're a churchianity Christian, you're headed for the wrath of God. If you're involved in the culture, you're headed for the wrath of God. Why? Because you're trampling the blood of Jesus Christ today. God won't be mocked, neighbor. God knows your heart. He knows the intents of your heart. He knows your desires and what you're living for. I got the best job in the world. You need to get a life, ma'am, instead of feeding your face with ramen noodles. You need to repent and seek the kingdom of God. Test yourself. If you think this is true, test yourself and come out of the world. Come out. You got to repent and come out. You can't be of the world and say, good job, ma'am. You got to seek Jesus Christ. Lose your life. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We're seeing it more and more. People come up and tell us, good job. Amen, brother. Amen, sister, they say. But they're living for the world. They need to repent and seek the kingdom of God. Come out from among them. Touch not the unclean thing. God says, and he'll receive you. The unclean thing is the culture. This festival is unclean before a holy God. It gives material things in the culture glory, not God. It feeds your flesh, not the spirit. It's not eternal, it's corruptible. Ponder these things. Your life is but a vapor, here today, gone tomorrow. What will you do for this glorious Savior and eternity that is coming? Your church faith won't save you. Have you been consumed by the truth of God today?